On this episode, I'm going to tell you about some of the biggest misconceptions that real estate agents have that are hurting your growth. I remember having these same misconceptions when I was a fairly new agent, but I'm going to blow through them because if you think this way, I promise you, you're not growing nearly as fast as you could or should be. You're probably likely just being held back because of your thinking. So I'm going to walk through this thinking right now so you can grow faster than ever before this year. Let's go.
The Massive Agent Podcast with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 317 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brome, here in Salt Lake City, Utah. I am super fired up today. So the Massive Agent Referral Network that we launched just a month ago, we already have 8 or 10 referrals that have been passed around. Like just this week, we had 4 referrals passed around. A couple deals are already under contract as a result, I believe. And it's going awesome. But I need your help. Okay, we still have a large majority of the country that we need referral partners for. We need agents to represent markets. So like, for example, Albuquerque, New Mexico, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Louisville, the entire states of Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Montana, Mississippi, New Mexico, Nebraska. We freaking need you. So if you're just assuming your market's taken, if you're in a major city, maybe it is, but I just told you, like, Philadelphia is not even taken. Check out our map to see if your market's still available. You can go to massiveagentpodcast.com/referral, and that's where you get the application. It's going to have some information about the referral network and how it works, and you can click to see the map to see if your market's available. Now, you do have to qualify. You do have to be selling houses. You have to be selling, you know, around a house a month to qualify. We want to make sure we have great agents who are actually capable of bringing referrals to the group. And we want to make sure that you can do right by the clients. If you are referred a deal, we want to make sure that you're a great agent and can actually service them at the highest level. So there's a few other qualifications. There's some monthly dues involved to weed out the unserious. I believe this is one of the best referral networks in the entire industry, and we're off to a hell of a start this year with referrals being passed around like crazy. So if you're not part of it, you are missing out, just being honest. And before we get started with the show today, with the bulk of the episode, what BAM is doing in our industry is absolutely incredible. I love being part of the BAM community. It all started with Byron Lazine and Eric Simon, the Broke Agent. And the media company they've built is incredible. The community that they've built, this amazing network of agents all around the country, is incredible. And they have something called BAMX. You need to go to nowbam.com right now and check out the BAMX community for as little as as little as 10 bucks a month. Like, so basically like a large, what do they call that? What's the biggest Starbucks? Not a venti. I think it's like a Trenta or Trenti, whatever. For basically a Starbucks frappa wappa machappa, you know, diabetes in a bottle thing, you could get yourself a BAMX community membership. But even cheaper, use code MASSIVE at checkout and get all of their online courses. But again, you're part of this community and you get all of their online courses for as little as $10 a month. Use code MASSIVE at checkout and get an even bigger discount. And it's a community that you really should be a part of. And while you're arming yourself with alliances and information and tools to just provide a better service for your clients and your potential future clients, you need Keeping Current Matters. KCM is being used by all the top agents around the country. The top agents in your market, I guarantee, are using KCM to arm themselves with information. If you had a crystal ball, do you think you'd be a better agent? I mean, my God, that's actually I like that. If you had a crystal ball, if you could just pay a little bit per month to get access to a crystal ball that told you exactly what was about to happen in the market, would you do that? And if so, do you think that you'd be selling more houses? Would you be a better agent? Would you be a better advisor to your clients? Yes, of course. Duh. That's exactly what Keeping Current Matters is. Go get yourself the crystal ball because they know what's coming in this market. They have all the experts doing all the research. So you don't have to. All you have to do is be part of their membership and use the Keeping Current Matters tool in your tool belt. Go to trykcm.com/BAM today and see what that's all about. So if you identify as an agent who's stuck, or you're stagnant, or you're frustrated because you can't bust through to that next level, I imagine that one of the reasons, or a lot of the reasons, or at least like if you boil it down, like the main, one of your main issues is the way you think, okay? That you have certain preconceived notions, in other words, misconceptions about how things should be, okay? I remember having these misconceptions when I was struggling the most in my business. And I talk to agents all day, every day. And the agents who are stuck the most, who are holding themselves back and preventing themselves from massively and quickly growing their business, they all have these same misconceptions. So be open-minded here, but also be self-aware, because you may not know you have these misconceptions. All right. So be reflective as I'm going through these. Very important. I mean, if you can fix your mindset, fix your thinking, and get out of your own way, it's off to the races. So if you're one of those agents, I assume you are, that said, God damn it, 2023 was hard. It was rough. It was harder than it needed to be. But 2024, this is my year. First off, yes, that is the right thinking. You should be, but are you backing it up? Well, backing it up is also getting out of your own way, removing the roadblocks. So let's do that. Okay. One of the biggest misconceptions that agents have is they're looking for like the magic words. Okay. You think that if only I had the right words to say, I would convert more of these prospects into business. If only I knew the right words to say, if only I had the magic script, I'd be able to get more business. I would be getting more listing agreements signed. I'd be getting more buyer agreements signed. And yes, when you can communicate more effectively, of course that helps, but there's no such thing as magical words, right? So what you're thinking is that, you know, it's the words that matter the most. Well, that's the biggest misconception. What you say is not nearly as important as how you say it. So the biggest producers and the most profitable agents out there, they understand that how you say whatever it is you're going to say really matters the most. For example, if you had this magical script, like if you went to the number one agent on the planet and they're like, here, use my scripts. If you were going into those conversations with prospects using the exact same words, but you were like, I really need this client. I really need them to sign, you know, oh, I need them to make an offer. It's not going to land the same way. It's going to be a completely different thing. You're not saying the same things, even though you're literally saying the same words, because the energy behind it matters dramatically. The spirit behind what you say matters dramatically. So, you know, you've heard about commission breath. If you could have all of the scripts from the number one agent on the planet, but if you have commission breath, if you're needy, and because you have this financial pressure behind you, like you can't pay your bills and you're like, I need a closing. I need this freaking client. The words don't matter, because people feel your neediness, that they feel that lack of what's the genuineness, they feel that you're not genuine, right? And we've all talked to salespeople or service providers like this. They're a little bit too pushy, and you don't really even hear what they say, but you feel how they say it, right? So if you're so focused, and if you're getting all tripped up on scripts and words and all of that, stop, okay? Back up. First, you have to fix the spirit behind it. Are you actually approaching that conversation to help? Are you asking questions? I mean, look, usually, if you're looking for a magic script, start asking questions. You're meeting with the seller, ask them questions rather than speaking to them and telling them things. The most successful salespeople on the planet are the best listeners and the best question askers. That's really it. Because if you back up, why is that? It's because they're genuinely interested in helping whoever they're speaking to solve a problem. So are you there to solve a problem? If so, the words come naturally, because in that situation, you just figure it out because you're like, okay, here's what I'm trying to solve. We have this issue. Let me help you solve it. So you just naturally ask questions and the words flow freely. You don't need a script for that. So start with your intention. A lot of you are just too needy and too pushy. And if there's financial pressure causing that, I get it. I struggled for many years because I was too pushy and needy, and my clients, I guarantee they could feel it. And I know that I repelled more clients than I should have because of that financial pressure on my back. So if you can just like push to the side any financial needs that you have or any goals that you have, right? Maybe you're totally good financially, but like you're just ambitious and you're like, I need another closing. Right? Stop and focus on how can I be the most helpful? How can I accomplish this person? How can I help this person accomplish their goal? How can I help them solve a problem? And if you can solve their problem, you're going to get their business, and that means a closing, right? And then the words just happen naturally. So look, I'm just tired of hearing agents talk about scripts and like, hey, send me your scripts. Send me, like, great, but you're just screwing it up. You're getting all of these scripts and then you're reading them with neediness or just a wild lack of confidence or a lack of energy, a lack of passion. And people are like, they don't feel it, right? So that's all the evidence in the world to show you that what you say doesn't matter nearly as much as how you say it. So there's no magic script. Okay? That's a huge misconception. And another one kind of along the same lines, that there's some secret that the top producers have. Like if only you knew what the top producers knew, if only they would teach you some of their secrets, you would explode in growth too. If only you knew what the highest earners knew, as if they have access to this database of information that you're not given access to, right? You don't qualify to get this information. Well, I used to think that way. I mean, not consciously. Like, it sounds stupid. It sounds ridiculous when you say it out loud, but a lot of us are thinking that inside, like, oh my, they just know something I don't. Like, what is it that they're doing that, like, I wish they would just give me their secrets. I wish I could be a fly on the wall in their office, you know, just to see what they're doing because they must be doing something so special. Well, I hate to break it to you. They're not doing anything special. They're not. There's no secrets. The secret is that there are no freaking secrets. The secret that the highest earners in this industry have, and by the way, this top producers, some of the highest producers in the industry don't make any damn money. They're not even profitable. So I don't like using that term top producers as much as highest earners. Like that's who you should be following, not just how many, like who's selling the most houses, because someone could be selling the most houses and they're barely even profitable on it. So that doesn't paint the whole picture. Let's talk about the highest earners, right? Who's keeping the most money? Who's making and keeping the most money? That's who you should be emulating. Well, I'll tell you what their secrets are. They're not secrets. They're consistent. They don't start and stop. They stick with things for more than a month or three, right? They're not just going to dip their toes and try coaching. Well, I'll try this. I'll take this online course. I'll try it. I'll see if it works for me. Well, if it's working for literally anybody, then that shit works, right? If you take an online course, if literally anyone has used it and had success, it works. But the variable here is you. Are you going to make it work for yourself? Are you going to put in the work to make it work? You're the variable, not the online course, not the coaching program. Okay. So don't just dip your toes in here or there, because the highest earners in the industry, those that are selling the majority of the homes, they don't dip their toes into shit. They decide where they're going to dip their toes, and then they jump all the way in, and then they just keep going and going and going, taking action day after day after day. I bet you, if you really were a fly on the wall of some of the highest selling, the highest earners in the industry at their office, you'd be bored to tears. And I bet you they're doing the majority of the same shit that you know you should be doing. You're just choosing not to do it. You just give up in search of that new thing. You give up because you're like, oh, I heard so-and-so is using this direct mail campaign to get a bunch of leads. So I'm going to stop doing all of this stuff, which you should be doing, and I'm going to start the direct mail. And then 3 months later, you're like, well, that didn't work so well. Now I need to do this and then this and then this. And you're jumping around. The highest earners in the industry, they start with one or two things and they just dial it in until it works. And then they start adding more on top as they can reinvest back into the business. By the way, that's another secret. One of these secrets that the highest earners in the industry have, they reinvest back into the business. You think every time they get a commission check, they spend it all? Nope. That's what you're doing. How much are you reinvesting back into having a coach? Are you taking online courses? Are you going to masterminds? Are you reinvesting back into tools and systems to help you sell more, do more, be more profitable, be more efficient? Because the highest earners are. The agents that struggle to grow, you're just spending every dollar you get. It takes discipline. It's hard. It can be very hard if you're in a certain spot. I get it because I've been there. But the highest earners, they're consistent as hell. They take action. They don't jump back and forth from one thing to the other. They reinvest back into their business. One of the agents on my team, she's down in Tampa, Florida. She invests so much back into her business. Like I think well over $10,000, $12,000 a month on certain lead sources, certain systems and other things. But guess what? She committed to doing it and she keeps doing it and she's put systems in place and she's getting, at one point earlier, within the last month or so, she was getting 80 to 85 leads a day. Yeah, 80 to 85 leads per day because she's reinvesting back into her business. And that can't happen if you're not willing to reinvest back in your business. So you have to build some financial discipline. You cannot be spending every dollar you make. Just because the money comes in does not mean it's yours to spend if you want to grow a business. One of the other secrets that top producers and high earners have, they all have coaches and mentors. They all have coaches and mentors. They all pay for information to speed up the implementation of it. Sure, you could go read a book on how to do XYZ, right? Or you could just hire someone to do it for you. Or you could hire someone to show you how to do it faster, right? You need to be hiring people, of course. You need coaches and mentors that have already done the thing that you want to do. You need some sort of coach or mentor in your life and in your business because these people have already done what you're beating your head against the wall trying to figure out. It's already been figured out. Go hire someone who's figured it out so that they can just give you the damn blueprint so you can do it in an hour instead of a month. Coaches and mentors. All of the most successful people on the planet have coaches and mentors. In sports, easiest analogy, Tiger Woods has a coach, always has. Michael Jordan has a coach, always has. Multiple coaches, right? Michael Jordan hired his own coach. Like he had the coaching staff of the teams he was on, but then he hired his own coaches for strength and training and mindset and all of that, right? And then finally, the highest producers in the industry, they think and act like a CEO. They think and act like business owners. One of your biggest issues is you may be thinking like and acting like you just own your own job, but you're not thinking like a business owner. So one of the biggest ways to do that is to start hiring, right? Look at all the tasks that you have on a regular basis. Do they really need to be done by you? Do you really need to be the one that takes your offer and throws it into DocuSign and marks it up for signatures and then sends it? Do you need to be the one to do that? No, that's not an income producing activity. Do you need to be the one who's taking your video and chopping it up and editing it and putting captions on it? No. Now you may be in the spot where you don't have the budget for an editor. I get it. But my God, as soon as you can afford to hire out editing, that's going to save you hours and hours and hours. Then in those hours you've now freed up, you can do more income producing activities. You could do more content if that's what you're doing, right? You could do the YouTube channel that you've always been promising yourself you'll do. You could make more phone calls. You could, help more clients make offers. You can service more people and get more income producing activities done when you free up your time. So hiring transaction coordinators, for the love of God, you need one. I don't care if you're brand new, never sold a house, you need a transaction coordinator lined up, ready to go for when you do have your first client, because they're going to take so much work off your plate. They're just going to be better than you at it, and they're going to take it off your plate so you don't even have to think about it. That's what a business owner does. That's what a CEO does. They look for other people that they can put in the seat so that the job still gets done, but it's done by really good people. So then the CEO has all this stuff happening, but they're not personally doing it, right? They're just leading the orchestra. They're just the general contractor putting the right pieces in play. So if you can start thinking like that now, even if you're not ready to start making hires, but start thinking like, okay, who should I hire for this? Like, do I really need to be doing these tasks? Who could I hire to do them instead? How could I automate this? How can I create a system to streamline this and make it more efficient? That's what you can start doing today, no matter where you're at in your business or what your budget looks like. Thinking like the business owner will lead you to make decisions like a business owner, which leads to actions like a business owner. And eventually you'll own a damn business, a true business. And that's powerful stuff. So the misconceptions, there's no secret. There's no magic words. There's no magical scripts. There's no secrets, right? Here's the biggest secret of them all. You already know what to do. You already know what to do. I'm thinking about myself, my business, all the roadblocks that I've put in front of myself, all the reasons why I haven't grown my business faster. And I mean, really, it's all mindset. It's all mindset, and we all do it, right? We all do it. I encourage you today to just pay attention to your blind spots. If this today is kind of helping you to open your eyes, and you're focused on the wrong stuff, great, mission accomplished. I'm happy that this was time well spent for both of us. There's no secrets. It's just you know what to do. When I think about my own business and everything, I know what to do. I really do know what to do. It's just for whatever reason, you know, limiting beliefs or procrastination or whatever's actually fueling the procrastination is stopping me from implementing the things that I already know what to do. But if you're honest with yourself, you already know what you should be doing, and ask yourself why you're not doing it. And then how can you, if you just have way too much crap on your plate, how can you get it off? Who can you hire? Who can you get to do those things so that your plate has more room, so you can actually start implementing and moving forward and growing and doing all the things that you want to do? Like, I'm a marketer. I want to do all the stuff, right? I want to do all the marketing things. But if I just keep adding them onto my shoulders and just adding them onto myself, pretty soon nothing gets done. Like, everything just falls through the cracks because you can't do everything. And that's not what a business owner does anyways. A business owner finds people who are really good at specific tasks or specific job responsibilities and puts their butt in the seat. And then the more people you have doing that, the more work gets done. And then you can focus on what moves the needle. So ask yourself, what moves the needle for you? Is it phone calls? Is it content creation? Is it emails? Is it running ads? Like, what is it? What's the thing that if you just do more of it, you know more business will happen? And then hire out all the other stuff. At a minimum, start thinking about how to do that. Okay, who do you hire first, then second, then third, and what do those people do? You don't need, if you wait until you have an extra $10,000 a month or whatever number you have in your head for when you're going to start hiring, if you wait until then, you've wasted. First off, if you wait till then, you're just not going to do it because you haven't built the habit. It's like saving money, right? You don't wait until you have a bunch of extra money to start saving. You start saving when you don't have any. You made $10 this month. You should save two of it, right? You save two bucks out of the 10. You start now to build the habit. And then pretty soon you're like, holy crap, I actually have the means to build this business because you started building the habit, exercising the muscle. There's no secret. Get around people that know this, get around people that are further ahead than you and just do what they're doing. Okay. Whatever you're trying to do in real estate has already been done thousands and thousands and thousands of times. You are spending way too much time trying to reinvent the wheel and figure out how to do something that's already been figured out. Just go hire the person or partner with the person, join the team of the person who has it figured out. It's really not more, it's not any more complicated than that. It just comes down to a decision. Are you going to do it or not? Some of you will, some of you won't. I appreciate you listening this week. I appreciate you coming back every single week that we have an episode. It speaks to who you are and what your ambitions are. But more than that, I need you to take action. Just listening and getting, you know, getting some new information or getting motivated or inspired or whatever, however you feel after these episodes, that's awesome. But what really is going to make you money, what's really going to make you fulfilled is doing. Okay, getting inspired and then taking action, getting motivated, hearing something new and then taking action and doing it, building it. That's what I need you to do. If you were inspired, if you were motivated, if you learned something new in this episode, please share it with other agents. Help us to grow this audience. Help us to reach more agents because agents are struggling. The industry's changing so fast. There's all this drama with the lawsuits and NAR and, you know, interest rates and all this stuff, right? It's difficult to be a real estate agent. So throw a lifeline to other agents. If you found this episode valuable or any of our other episodes, share this with other agents. Share it with your team, your broker, share it in your brokerage's Facebook group, share it in your local board's Facebook group, something. Just that you never know whose life you could help by just sharing a podcast episode. Absolutely incredible. Before we wrap it up, if you make sure that you are around the people that can help you accomplish what you want to do, a great way to do that is to join a mastermind. And what I've realized about the Massive Agent Referral Network in the last month, it's become a mastermind. We have all these top agents from all around the country. Some of them are selling well over 100 houses a year, and they're all part of one group. And you can go claim your market and get referrals for your market and learn from all these big shots in this mastermind all around the country. Massive Agent Referral Network. Go apply now. MassiveAgentPodcast.com/referral. There's a map that shows you which markets are already taken. Scroll in, zoom out, you know, do all the stuff. But do yourself a favor and be part of it if your market's still available. It's one of the most powerful things we've built to date. In addition to the Massive Agent Society, my coaching group, do yourself a favor and check out the Massive Agent Society at MassiveAgentSociety.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you guys next week. Take care.